time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Craig Albernez met with the media following the Orioles' win over the Twins on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, like that was really impressive. One, him using the challenge. I think our guys used the challenges really good tonight. Today. I mean, even Helsley, which was that was a weird one because it looks like Helsley didn't know it was a ball was called until after. But back with Pete, I mean, even his first hit was like a 105 mile an hour rocket to right field. And I think where any hitter, when they're staying that way, that's when you know they're kind of feeling better at the play, not too jumpy. So with P coming through right there, going the other way with that was huge for us.
What's your understanding of the Shelton projection that you thought maybe how's the challenge too late?
That's what my read was. I would assume so, yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. He got back to he wasn't using his curveball as much early, and then he got back to using his curveball. It just to me, it's kind of like an equalizer for him to kind of settle him in, and he's really relying on his cutter early. And then once he settled in, he got the curveball going, started getting the cutters into lefty, started getting mixed in a couple changeups, and then it kind of just elevates his fastball quality.
Was Garcia's strikeout the most important out of the game?
Yeah, that was a huge punch. Same thing with Cano. Yeah, there was a lot there this game. But yeah, the guys in the pen, they stepped up big. Garcia, Cano, it really was a group effort. And those are the games that get grindy where it's back and forth like that, and to come out of the top with using everyone, it was a great team win.
On the Blaze Alexander steal attempt, did you get an explanation? It kind of seemed like you stopped running before even that.
Yeah, as he was running, he looked in. He thought there was contact, like batter swung, but he kept running, and I think he realized that the throw was coming in. He tried to do like the stop short slide and then try to get around him.
Are you surprised at all that that call stood?
No. I think there's a lot of those calls where it's kind of could go either way, and it usually comes back stands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was awesome. Obviously, the three-run shot was huge, but yeah, his at-bat quality, even going back to spring training, has been great. And same thing with all of our guys. Like, I know I said it yesterday, like we punched out 16 times, but like the at-bat quality was there. Like, you know, seeing pitches, just missing them today, same thing. And this time, the balls fell for us. And I think that's where we just stick with our process, stick to owning the strike zone, not trying to chase, get pitches in the strike zone, do damage. That's kind of where our bread and butter is.
Same thing with Cody Mayo. We saw some hard hit liners, one caught, some foul today. Blue and a nice liner. I mean, how good was it to see the results kind of going his way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even his the ground ball out, I believe it was like 105 off the bat. So, like, he's squaring balls up. You know, it's good to see they kind of get some results. Sometimes you have to go soft with direction sometimes, but that's the way the game is. But, yeah, like, our guys are never wavered. So, it's just great. Great to see him. Great job up and down the whole lineup.
With Peralta, were you tempted to pull him one batter sooner in this situation before the third walk, or was Rico just kind of not ready in that situation?
Yeah, so it was more of with Peralta. Obviously, we like the kind of platoon neutral. We like to split against the lefties. So we had Rico ready. Well, he wasn't ready for that moment, but we liked that matchup with Peralta. But you know, the four-pitch walk was tough, and that's why we had to call Enrico.
Was there